People who want to see action to curb or reverse climate change have been frustrated by the slow pace of government action, frustrated enough to take to the courts in some cases. Our Children's Trust, based in Eugene, filed suits in several state courts in the hope of forcing action from state leaders. The Oregon suit finally got a hearing a few months back. The judge ruled against the plaintiffs in Lane County, but they are appealing. Meanwhile, a suit has been filed along the same lines in federal court, also on behalf of young people, and we have three of them here with us today. They include Kelsey Juliana, who's a plaintiff in the state suit as well. Tia Hatton, I believe, is with us already. Tia, you there?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
And Jacob LaBelle. Jake, are you there too?
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
All right. Good to have you all here. So Kelsey, I don't believe, is on the line yet, is she? Kelsey, you there? Okay, we have
Yes, can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, yeah, Kelsey's there. Okay, good. Kelsey, you're the veteran here because you've been named in lawsuits before. Talk about how you got involved.
Sure. Yeah, I was doing some climate work as a elementary middle school student just in Eugene. And my parents are, if you call me a veteran, well, they're certainly veteran activists. And basically, I heard about Our Children's Trust, was super inspired, wanted to participate. So going into my freshman year of high school, decided the best place would be to be a co-plaintiff on the Oregon lawsuit, and they rolled from there.
So what's it been like seeing your name in the news and being listed as a person suing the governor of Oregon?
It's a little bit, you know, it can sometimes be a little bit overwhelming, but knowing that it's with this group effort and that there's youth all over the country and now all over the world, there are cases inspired by cases here in the States starting up in countries, you know, across the world. And that's really inspiring, and it feels like a family. It's a really humbling and empowering experience.
Was there any hesitation or deliberation on your part when asked to be a plaintiff in the federal lawsuit?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I elected President Obama to especially speak on climate change, leader of our nation, and thoughtful and, you know, good decisions, and had a lot of faith in him. And that's not to say I don't have faith in him or I'm totally disappointed, but I'm definitely, you know, I think it's very appropriate for us to be suing him because we are the generation that he's disappointed seeing, and it's our future that's really at stake.
That is Kelsey Juliana. I want to hear from Tia Hatton now. Tia, tell us about you and your concerns about climate change.
So my concerns mainly come from a local concern. I live in Bend, Oregon, just 45 minutes away from Mount Bachelor, and personally, we've been seeing low snowpack the last couple of years, and so that's what got me pursuing the climate change side of things, but also just hearing about how it's affecting the other plaintiffs around the U.S. I know we have a kid in Florida who the rising sea levels are literally taking away his property, and so that was a huge thing to hear from me, and just all the different cases around that the plaintiffs are being affected by already and will continue to be as the CO2 levels continue to rise if we don't take, like, immediate action.
Jacob LaBelle, let's hear from you. Same questions about your concerns about climate change and what got you into this.
Right. Well, actually, I'm a farmer. I have a family farm that I grew up on and that I work on. It's a huge part of my life. It's an organic family farm close to Roseburg, Oregon. And basically, what we've been seeing here is huge, the, you know, droughts getting worse. Basically, during the summers, it's getting hotter, longer, and drier. And you know, they're predicting. The experts are predicting a lot more wildfires associated with that, and we are seeing that happening as well. And we're having examples of that this summer. But that was a big thing for me because it affects, you know, I see it firsthand how we're needing so much more water on the farm to irrigate our orchards, our gardens, and so, you know, we're having to dig more ponds to install more systems because it's getting, you know, it's getting drier, and that's a significant investment, and it's a big thing for me. I see it happening, and I also see, you know, like the California drought. A lot of people, a lot of experts have been saying it's so to do with climate change, and that's like the new norm, and I'm worried about that because that's really close to me, and I'm worrying about that, like, you know, going north and Oregon becoming like that and how the farm is going to deal with that. And yeah, so that's my, as far as personal concerns go on climate change, that's a really big thing for me.
Jacob LaBelle, Tia Hatton, and Kelsey Juliana are among the plaintiffs in a lawsuit now filed in federal court to produce action from the federal government to curb or reverse climate change. And here's a call from Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with our guests.
Oh, good morning, Jeff. You've heard me on this before, and I've commented, but I need to comment again. I'm all for the result that these young people want to have. I think it's desperately important, but you're in the wrong place, folks. You need to deal with the legislative branch. They're the ones that set policy under our American system of government. It's called separation of powers. We had a revolutionary war about that a couple of hundred years ago. The courts don't decide policy. Courts enforce the law. What you need to do is spend your energy electing congressmen and legislators that are interested in the environment. Lawsuits are a waste of your time and a waste of the court's time.
All right. Thanks for that, Bill. Appreciate it. Kelsey, you're the old-timer in this group. You've probably heard this before. What's the usual response?
Great. I was just about to ask if I could take this one. You know, I think that is a valid remark. However, you know, we actually have, our Children's Trust has put effort into passing a legislative measure. We tried to pass House Bill 3470. So that is something that we definitely understand. But the thing is, we also have something called checks and balances. And if our legislative branch and our executive branch are failing us and failing to do their jobs, then we need someone to go in there, hold them accountable, and make them do their jobs. And right now, we're calling on brave judges to understand the science, the law, the nature of this case, what's at stake, and to make a wise and, you know, hopefully favorable decision on our part to enforce the legislative branch to pass bills and to make decisions in our favor. And so I totally understand that comment, but right now we really are calling on all branches of government to step in, advocate really for our rights, but honestly just for, you know, what's scientifically and legally right as well.
For the two newcomers, Tia Hatton and Jacob LaBelle, Tia, had you been aware of the state suit before you were asked to participate in this federal suit, and what did you make of the success or lack thereof?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was just doing my own research, and I saw that they...
Oh, I think we lost Tia. Jacob, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you take the same question?
So basically, we're talking about the student in Washington or the student in Oregon.
I'm talking about the federal suit and what basically your feelings about getting into it once you'd observed what had happened at the state level. Jacob, are you there? Kelsey, are you there? We seem to have lost.
I'm here.
Okay, we do have somebody there. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Trying to figure out what's going on with our conference call here. Give us some idea of what you understand about the points of law that are being argued in the federal case versus the ones that were used in the state case.
Yeah, in the state case, we're asking for the judge to basically declare the atmosphere as a natural resource needed for protection under the public trust doctrine. So it's kind of like a yes or no answer. In the federal lawsuit, we are claiming that the government, including the president, Office of the President, FDA, EPA, many federal agencies, and the heads of those agencies, which are also named defendants, we're claiming that they're violating our rights by basically doing business as usual, and that's unacceptable, and that they need to switch their continuing on business as usual, understand that they're harming the lives, literally, of everyone in this generation and future generations, and to start lessening the support of fossil fuels and reduce carbon emissions immediately, and to come up with a scientifically viable plan based on the best available climate science to create that plan to reduce emissions nationwide.
Kelsey Giuliana, Tia Hatton, Jacob LaBelle are among the plaintiffs in a new federal lawsuit filed by Our Children's Trust on behalf of minors, although I think Kelsey's gotten to be an adult now. But the idea being to force action on climate change through the courts, since it is not going on through the legislative branch. NASA scientist James Hansen is also a plaintiff, I understand. What do you guys know of his work?
Oh, James Hansen is, I mean, I don't know if it's okay to call him a friend, but yeah, he's a pretty incredible person, and he is a scientist who has given us this prescription of 6% reduction needed statewide. So this is, again, going back to the statewide lawsuit. In Oregon, we need to reduce our carbon emissions by 6%. If everyone does our part based on Dr. Hansen's science, then we will start getting our carbon emissions down to a hopefully stable level. And we're talking about parts per million in the atmosphere here. We're looking at 350 parts per million of CO2 needed to ensure a stable, healthy climate for future generations to live on.
And we're
to live in. And
I checked yesterday. We're over 400 at the most recent count, which is a complete count for the month of July, registered at Mauna Loa in Hawaii. I see we do have Jacob and Tia back on different lines now. So, Jacob, when you hear people argue against a quick action on climate change because the science is unsettled or because it could cause economic hardship, how do those arguments strike you?
Right. Well, you know, I think especially I'm going to focus more on the economic argument. That's what I'm facing a lot. With my action on, you know, LNG, liquid natural gas terminal, I'm fighting a big one right now close to my home, and I hear a lot of, you know, arguments on that. And, you know, my response to that is always that from all my experience and from all the science and the real world, you know, what we've done already shows that, you know, sustainable growth and sustainable jobs and growing, you know, businesses in the renewable energy sector creates job. It creates a more stable, you know, economic environment. And so, yes, you have that transition where you're phasing out of those comfortable, in a way, you know, things that we've been doing for the past century. But you know, that I think is a change for the better, and it's going to improve people's lives. And you know, often the jobs argument seems to me to be a little short-sighted in that, you know, this is such a big issue that affects so many people, and can you really argue for you know, jobs for people in our developed countries where there are so many poor people in third world countries that will be disproportionately affected by climate change? And so I think you have to take all the big picture into account when you're looking at that, definitely.
Tia, well, you mentioned the case that interested you growing up in the Bend area was the fact that you got less snowpack in the Cascades and Mount Bachelor in particular over the years. What do you say to those people who say, oh, it's just a drought, it'll pass, and we'll be back in the snow again in a couple of years?
Well, I would say that there's science out there that says that we're gradually warming, and it's also that the extremes are increasing, so we're going to see more extremes. And I'd also point to the fact that tourism, which is Bend's number one economy, and if you're trying to bank on the fact that we'll just have a greater snowfall, and they're leaning towards inaction, then I would definitely say that we can't bank on that, and that we need to look at the warming trends and the science that we have in front of us right now and not take any chances. And it's our future and also our kids' future that they're banking on, and it's just not worth it.
And Tia, how old are you now?
I'm 18 now.
And Jacob, how old are you?
18 as well.
And Kelsey, how about you?
19.
Okay, so you guys are probably going to be well into your adult years, you think, before this will get settled, I'm thinking, Kelsey?
Yeah, I started the state lawsuit when I was 15.
Okay, going on for a while then. We're talking about federal court action filed by Our
yep.
Children's Trust on behalf of Tia Hatton, Jacob Bell, Kelsey Juliana, and several other people as well, like the state action to attempt to force action from legislative branches on climate change. We'll visit with them down the road again.